What's going on, everybody? It's your man, DLP the Prince. I am your host, and this is the PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. Yesterday, we were here talking, and I was honestly, we was rambling. I'll be honest with you. A lot of times, I put my show together, and, you know, when it's really just me sitting here, sometimes, you know, I put things together and we just, you know, we kind of go off of, you know, just go off the dome. Not one of the best episodes, but, you know, also really nothing to hide. So I felt like we would elaborate a little bit more today on music. Yesterday, I talked a little bit briefly about, like, you know, basically like how hip hop, the culture and whatnot, how... Honestly, I feel like a lot of stuff that, you know, like a lot of music that we have now, it really is negative. That's not a statement that I'm not going to, you know, say and retract at all. I don't need to retract that statement. It stands on its own. Like a lot of our music, if you go just if you can think of the music that you listen to, if you are a hip hop listener, then you already know what you have to do now. You're a hip hop listener, so you now have to go out, and it's now transcended just like rock. You know, there's all these little subgenres now. You know, there's a lot of subgenres that's out there, and nothing about change is bad, is ever bad. Nothing about change is ever bad, but you know, we definitely just have just like this era of, you know, there's a little bit of bullshit that's in there. You know, it's already bad enough that like. The old heads out there didn't like the music that we were listening to as we were coming up, like when I was growing up. It's bad enough they didn't like it. It's bad enough that that was an issue for them. Then, like now, if you look at like where we are, like this is something to really complain about. Like it's you know, it's progressed bad. Especially when we're talking about hip-hop in general, you know, you have to go out of your way to find some really, you know, send some really good artists out there when you are a lyrics person. It's such a big deal. It's such a huge deal. Like, it's such a huge deal now that, like, you got to be specific, you know, like, in what you want. And it, I mean... The best thing is that I will say, though, you know, variety is never a bad thing. But the thing is with the music is, you know, it can really lead to a lot of bad things because we're talking about influences. You know, when the kids are talking about who their influences are and you're looking at specifically who they're saying, like, hey, this is the person, like Blueface is a prime example. Like, that's I don't want one of my nephews talking about, you know, that's somebody that they look up to, as far as not just as a person, but like music wise, like yo, I want to put my music out there just like Blueface. Like, please do better. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of my prime examples. Like, this, and like, not just him. Yesterday, I was talking about King Von. Another example. You know what I'm saying? There's things to like about King Von. You know what I'm saying? He was a storyteller. You know, his sound, for the most part, you know, he had his own thing. You know, if you are a King Von fan, you know, you're going through his catalog, you know the reason why you liked him. But something that we all can agree on for hip hop listeners, what's the one thing that caters to us now as a, you know, saying as a fan base, just for the, you know, saying for hip hop in general? The beat. Everybody can all correlate that the beat is what dials us in. It's that beat that literally makes or breaks, you know, saying what you will potentially put out. If that beat is not as hot as it, you know, as it is, look at most tracks out there. If the beat wasn't as hot, would the song be that much to you? everybody's answer should be the same. Your answer most definitely should be like, no, that shit is trash. If the beat is trash, then guess what? So is the song. That's just how it goes. You know, that's how it goes. But, you know, we got to be careful now because, like, now, you know, we've allowed a lot of passes. There's a lot of passes that we've allowed, you know, and it's left there to be a lot of room for people to take advantage of that. Record labels are now signing people at such a high amount. Well, before the pandemic, you know, saying they were hiring these young guys, you know, rappers of all sorts, all walks of life, and just, you know, signing them and then just trying to get whatever viral content that they could get out of them. And for hip hop, that's got to stop. You know what I mean? Like, we need to get back to the creativity, the lyrics. And that's not saying that it's not there. That's not saying that it isn't there. But you have to be specific and look for it. You know, everybody has those groups of people that they listen to. You know, one guy that I knew, he was really heavy in Joey Badass. And, you know, everybody knows Joey Badass got his own crew. You know, he runs with his own crew. And I mean, and that group right there is, I forget what the name of the entire group is, but I know that they have subgroups. And like one of the regular groups is Flatbush Zombies. If you know who Flatbush Zombies is, man, yo, that shit is dope. It's really good. It's a good move, especially for everybody out there in the East Coast and, you know, like New York. If you're from New York, that's a good thing to have, like, this young core group of, you know, hip hop artists that really are keeping the hip hop vibe there. It's not about, they're not rapping about dumb shit. If you go listen to their music, the music is quality. And that's what it's about. It's about quality. That's the one thing I push. Like, if you listen to my podcast yesterday, most people, if they don't know me, like, they would be like, damn, dog, he was just trashing hip hop and just immediately talking about rock. Rock ain't, you know, saying rock has his fuck ups too. But, you know, we talking about the culture, man. Like, our shit now, I'm a grown ass man. There's some shit I really can't listen to. I wanted to, like, think about, like, what type of stuff, you know, like what I would talk about. And like, you know, we've talked on the podcast here about, you know, my music taste and stuff like that. How basically as a black man, I had to hide listening to other, you know, like any other avenue of music that wasn't black, you know, where I grew up. I had to, you know what I'm saying? Just so I had to make sure I didn't get, you know, saying, you know, like get made fun of and shit like that, get picked on. You know, I didn't listen to rock, you know, in front of, you know, my friends and just like other people and stuff like that for a long time. Like, I was even a grown ass man, you know, young. I was a young grown ass man. Like, I was like 20. I was literally just 20, you know, just young buck. And, you know, I'm at work and I'm playing some music and I did exactly the shit you've seen already, get made fun of in movies that you've seen before, comedy movies and stuff. Well, you know, basically, you know, you're a young black person just sitting there just listening to music, but you're not listening to no black music. You listening to, you know, saying a pop song or a rock song or something like that. And you in your groove, and then like a group of black people walk in, and obviously you're gonna automatically go change your shit so that it matches up. And I gotta admit, I did that shit before. And you know what? Looking back on it, I'm mad at myself because I don't give a fuck what you think about me. You know, saying like now, I really don't. I honestly could care less. I tell a lot of people all the time when I meet them and we are talking about music, because I'm a music lover. I love music. I fucking love it. So I have so many different things, so many different genres of music that I prefer to go listen to. There's so much out there. Like, why would I want to pass up on that? Hell, I like K-pop. That's a random thing for a black guy to be walking around talking about. Like, yeah, I like K-pop. You know, I got K-pop artists and, you know, like idols and groups that I like and stuff like that, man. Like, all that. BTS Army, let's go. Blackpink, let's go. I love listening to, you know, saying I love listening to music. It's one of the It's not something that you can control, but it's most definitely something that just helps. And there's so many people out there that can relate to this. If you are a music lover like myself, you know, you can relate to this. That shit, you know, you can feel that shit in your soul. It's one of my reasons why, like, for a long time, I was kind of, sort of, and it wasn't the only reason. I harped on country for an extremely long time. I got on country for a long time. And there's still a lot of country I get on because it's, you know what I mean? Like, I need to feel that. When you singing, I need to feel that shit. And there's some country out there. I don't feel what they fucking, like what they talking about. I need to feel that. If you singing, I need to feel that. It's something that that's a big deal. But like, there's some shit out there. There's something out there for everybody. But when I meet people, you know, I always, you know, like I ask them, you know, if they, you know, like, did they like music? You know, they say they like music, you know, everybody's always quick to say like, yeah, I like music. And then somebody will say like, well, you know, like, I love music. You sure you love music? Cause you only listen to one thing. You literally listen to one thing. Open up. Other people make music too. If you ever seen the movie, I Think I Love My Wife, I love that movie. Where old girl in there, she was like, she goes, you know, white people make music too. And that's true. I like always, like when I meet, you know what I'm saying, when I'm with my friends, and if they don't listen to other stuff like that, I usually will play stuff, you know, kind of see like what latches on to them and stuff like that. Or just talk about it, honestly. Ask somebody what they listen to. And if you do talk to people nowadays, a lot of people I speak to, so many of them, just like, some of them okay with hip hop. A lot of people I meet, you know, saying they, oh my God, dude, they fucking hate it. And the crazy thing is, it really depends on if you pay attention to the lyrics. If you are someone that really does pay attention to the lyrics, it will bother you. There's so many different artists out there that I, you know, I've listened to that I liked, that, you know, like I've literally been in the middle of playing that artist's, you know, music. And I will hear something I definitely don't like, because it's something that we all shouldn't like. Like, I don't like any hip hop artist bragging about dropping out of school. Can we literally knock that shit off? Why is that a thing? I mean, I understand if you're telling a story about, you know, you're talking about yourself, but the way that, there's a certain way to go about it. And it's not that I'm trying to say like, hey, you should say it this way. It would be better if you said it this way, but if you really think about it, it would be better if you said it a different way, dummy. You got kids out there that listen to this dumb shit, and they be like, yo, I'm gonna be like such and such, drop out of school. You know, you're a fucking moron. You're gonna throw away your whole fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Just because a fucking entertainer out there did some dumb shit, made a really dumb decision. You know, like, now, hopefully, that they got the money, they going back and getting on their school. You know, there's a lot of guys out there, a lot of ladies, a lot of guys out there that, you know, they make mistakes, they fuck up, especially when you're young. But when you, like these artists, a lot of them, you know, they just riding the wave of the popularity. You know, they doing whatever they got to do to sell records. But sometimes they don't really think about that impact. Too many artists today, and this specifically hip hop artists that you ain't gonna hear 5 years from now. If you do it, you know, they'll be on a reality TV show. It's fucked up to say these things out loud. These, I don't mean to say these things like, yep, this is just what happens, but it's fucked up. I hate reality, you know, saying like a lot of reality TV. I fucking hate it, man. Especially black reality TV. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, it'd be one thing if, you know, of course we had our reality shows and we just doing our thing. But like, bro, you ever like actually look at some shit? I refuse. You gotta pay me to go look at like, what is it? Basketball Wives, Real Love and Hip Hop. I'm not fucking watching that filth. What the hell is that? That ain't got nothing for me. Then they got the ones, the was it Kids and Hip Hop or some shit? Like, man, come on. Like, really, come on. Like, I ain't got time for that. Staying on topic about negativity, I have literally been in the middle of playing music and turn that shit right off. Because I heard some shit that I don't fuck with. Like I just said, you know, like, I don't like it when I hear them talking about dropping out of school. I damn sure don't know what the fuck it is with this. Let's brag about, you know, like, you know, the pills that we do. What the pills? What, oxys and shit? When the fuck did zombieing become something that we really fuck with, man? When did that become our thing? How the fuck is not smoking a blunt not enough? Like, give me a blunt right now. We good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get fried. I'm going to be hot. I'm going to be happy as shit. Go give me something to eat. And then, you know what I'm saying? Take a nap, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just be good. You know? I don't get it with this zombie shit. You on oxys, you on Xans. Motherfuckers is really out here needing to be talked to because they need to stop doing Xans. Like, oh man, I've been Xanning it up a little bit too much. Zoned out. Like, you need to stop. Like, what is wrong with y'all? And then, like, literally, you hear it in the hip hop. You hear it in the music. Like, nigga, why is this in our music? And why are you so, like, open about it? Like, Future did an album with Juice WRLD. The both of them put an album out. It was a quick little thing that they did together, a quick little project that they wrapped. You know, who knows? They probably shot, you know, the whole fucking album was probably done in like a day. Throw some hot ass, you know, saying beats on the track, you know, saying out there. And then you just start spitting whatever the fuck y'all felt like spitting. And guess what? They was on point if it was for pharmaceuticals. You hear me? Shit don't make no sense. The stuff that was coming out their mouth, bro, about the, like, the different drugs and stuff that they was, like, talking about. I was like, yo, I cannot fucking listen to this shit. I can't. I think I was five songs in and I was already like, yo, like, I can't. I don't know why stupidity is, like, now the one of the coolest things, you know, that's likable things about some of the new guys that have come in. There are a lot of new artists out there that have likable qualities. And then there's a lot of different things about a lot of them that there's nothing to like, you know, saying, and not so much that nothing to like is like, they're not surprising us with anything. And then some artists have surprised me, you know. Some artists really, you know, saying, really surprised me. Like the dude that did Panda. Can't think of his name right now. Guy that did Panda. You put that song out, you know, everybody, you know, meets you and talks to you, and he's all over the place. But and then come to find out, it really, all of that shit is a ploy. Come to find out that man is intelligent, talks normal, has the ability to be able to put out some good music, actually has a couple of songs that he's put out where if you really, like, if you check it out for yourself, like, you're like, damn, like, why isn't this something that was out for you? And obvious, and you know what's crazy? The wild thing is that there's no promotion necessarily needed. Like, the one thing that we all have it as a huge advantage to us right now is that, like, with technology and music, it's there. It goes to you immediately. It's quick. It gets to you very quickly. And it's not a lot that you have to do in order to get it. It's not a lot that they have to do in order to make changes. You know, if they need to edit their projects and stuff now, a lot of times they can easily do that because they didn't put out an album. I mean, they didn't put out a CD. You know, everything went straight to stream. So all they got to do is go to those streaming platforms, you know, take everything down for, you know, like a couple of hours, then re-upload every damn thing back up, add new tracks, fix the tracks that's already on there, and guess what? We're done. It's the power of a digital album. I've seen it happen on Spotify. Hell, I've seen songs vanish. I'm not even shitting you. I've seen songs vanish, like off the face of the earth. You can't go and find the song. You can't go see that, like, the video got deleted. Like, they had to delete the video. They had to delete this. I'm like, bro, like, what? I'm like, that's a whole song that just vanished because there was, like, a legal issue or some shit. So they had to get rid of everything. It's crazy. I want, like, I thought it'd be good for us to, you know, continue having this conversation, branching off from, you know, from yesterday's stream, yesterday's podcast, our episode yesterday. You know, like, I just don't want my listeners to feel like I'm on some, like, some fuck hip hop. Like, hip hop means a lot. It does, it, you know, saying it really means a lot, and it's just, it's sad to see the downward spiral. When I was growing up and coming up and I was in school, you know, I was in that generation where music videos were huge. You know what I mean? Like, music videos were larger than life. You know, saying these music videos, they were everything. The early 2000s, you know, like, it really had, you know, saying it jumped up. Those early, like, the beginning of, you know, saying the 2000s, like, really, you saw some really big things as far as music videos go. And then, like, now, if you go back and you, like, look at all that stuff now, you're talking about just only 20 years in, 21 years to be exact. You know, you're looking back at these old videos and you're like, damn, man, that was literally 20 years ago. I was in high school. You know what I mean? Like, I was, you know, saying I was just getting into ninth grade when this track came out. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild to, you know, saying to, like, just to visualize that, but just to understand that, like how far things have changed and how far things have, you know, like, come, you know, saying music wise, and then, like, hip hop, you know, the videos, the music videos were, whether they was out there shooting at home or whether they was out shooting in the studio, you know, it really didn't matter, man. You got classics that you can just go back and look at for days. And then you look at some of this stuff now. I'm sitting at work, sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm trying to think of a new track that I've heard that I know that we'll still be listening to 20 years from now. A brand new track. I'm trying to think of a brand new track that we know today from a hip hop artist that came out today that we are going to be talking about 20 years from now. You may say in your head, like, oh man, well, what about this one here? 20 years from now, not three, you know, saying not five, 20. 20 years from now, are we going to be like, yo, remember that track? Or are we going to be like, oh, damn, man, I remember that. I remember when that came out. Damn. Like, you know, like, are my grandkids going to look back at some of these songs and be like, yo, what the fuck were we thinking? Because when I look back on a lot of the music that I liked and, you know, saying that came out, you know, saying while we was in school and stuff like that, it's still a good time to go back to. It's still a good vibe. You know? 90s and early, you know, saying the early 2000s of R&B was great. You know, saying there are great things to go back. Oh, so I was at work and I was thinking, you know, like, what? You know, saying, what can I elaborate a little bit more about the day before? You know, saying, so speaking on yesterday's episode, briefly was talking about Chris Brown. I went to a Chris Brown concert a couple of years ago, and I was really glad that I finally got to see him. So that's on my bucket list. You know, I finally seen Chris Brown. Here's the thing. Chris Brown had Tory Lanez and he had Ty Dolla $ign. I now know that if Ty Dolla $ign ever has a concert, I'm not going. If he ever says that he's going to do like a small, intimate, you know, like venue, I'm going. That's a whole, you have to understand concerts to understand what I just said. And there's some people out there in their head, they think like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I've been to concerts, man. I know about concerts. I'm talking to people that love music right now. I ain't talking about you one genre of people, because you don't understand. Again, my music taste, you know, they're a little bit different, because my shit can, like, iPod. If I had like one of them big ass iPods with all my music on there, people would be so confused. Korn, Michael. You know what I'm saying? My shit would just keep on, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, flip-flopping back and forth. Iron Maiden, Roddy Rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, my shit would bounce around and people would be like, bro, what the fuck does this guy specifically listen to? And you're like, you don't know, because I like a lot of different music. So when you go to a concert, and I went to a Chris Brown's concert, it didn't click before. See, I'm only thinking, hey, Chris Brown. I go to his concert. I know who's on his list to, you know, saying to open up for him. Ty Dolla $ign is first. Ty Dolla $ign is out there. He's doing his thing. And it really does depend on location. Location is definitely key. Specifically where we was just at one of the college sporting arenas. So it wasn't like this really like big ass venue. Sound system, their sound setup was, you know, saying it was trash, really. And a lot of concerts get like this depending on the artist. That's where this part comes in, is understanding your genres. You know, hip hop and R&B, you gotta be careful with the venues. You know, saying if you're talking about somebody like Alicia Keys, you know, saying if she puts on a show, you know, saying this is not a like it's still heavily produced, but like, you know, her voice is key. You need to hear that, and she's got to sing. You know, saying they got to get sound right. Everything, it's a big deal for somebody like her. And you would think the same thing for Chris Brown until you also remember this part. Again, you know, saying now we have a lot of R&B artists out there now that they like to have, you know, saying they like to stay within hip hop culture. So we haven't really been getting real R&B. You got a lot of guys out there that want to keep on, you know, mixing in. And when it comes to Chris Brown and that concert that I went to, I forgot about something very big. Features. Jesus Christ, did I forget about features? You know, I forgot about all these fucking songs that this man has done with all of these different artists. We're on, you know what I'm saying, we're at his show and he's on tour for his brand new album. Everybody knows, you know, saying the song from that Indigo album, you know, saying this is the highlight, you know, track. It's the last song he does at the end. Of course, Drake is not showing up in some random ass city to fucking do this. If Drake was going to show up, he's going to show up in, you know, in Cali. He's going to show up in Philly. He's going to show up somewhere big, you know, somewhere actually big. But that's not what happened. This guy, you know, Chris Brown had nobody to come out to do anything as far as his crew that came out to help him with his dancing. I'm glad that I got to see Chris Brown, but I'm good now on seeing Chris Brown. I don't ever need to go see Chris Brown ever again. And that's nothing against him. They put on a great show. They did a great job putting on a performance. That man can dance his ass off. But my nappy thought to leave you guys with is to understand, you know, I forgot all those features. I forgot about every single one of those features that he had on the album, and then past songs. When he went through a lot of his hits, you know, he had to sing for like maybe a minute. So just remember that when you're listening to certain songs and you go into a concert out there. You know, like every artist out there is not really going to be able to give you every bit of, you know, the magic that you felt from the album sometimes. And that happens. But I learned the hard way that, you know, like here's an artist that I, you know, that I genuinely like. And he has tracks by himself. He did a lot of tracks that he, you know, he went out there and did, you know, saying did some of his tracks that he did, you know, saying by himself. But man, it really hurts the length of the show when you got a fill-in bull because you already know the big elephant in the room is we don't have none of these artists that are your featured artists. We don't have none of them. We have none of them showing up. We have to do this whole show by ourselves with just tracks that you have made by yourself. And it really makes you think about the concerts you're going to. Because see, Ty Dolla $ign is another artist, a lot of features. So when he was doing his track listing, you know, a lot of his songs, he can only do, you know, 30 seconds. And then they got to switch it up, add some bullshit in, and then mix it up. That's the part that I'm trying to tell y'all about. It's these artists that, you know, they have features, and then there's certain things about their, you know, about their music where when it's time to hear this shit live, you really got to look at, all right, presentation. This is how they have their stuff set up. This is what they do when they go live. Again, I'm good on seeing Chris Brown now. I'm now officially good on seeing Ty Dolla $ign. I'm good on seeing Tory Lanez since he's a dick. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? He's a, you know, scumbag. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good on seeing Tory Lanez. But at the same, even when Tory Lanez went out there to go do his sets, it's not just that he's got a lot of features and stuff like that too, but like he sings, but he also has, you know, the auto tune and stuff like that. And luckily they, you know, they were able to do that with his mic and stuff like that. They were able to fix the mic, but still the show wasn't like, it ain't worth it. You know what I mean? It just wasn't worth the money. Yes, it's not, it wouldn't be worth the money if I went to go see his performance again. I'm like, it like just, you know, just going off of what I was saying yesterday, a person that's brand new to this podcast listening would be like, damn, man, like, yo, he really like fucking just diss hip hop so quick and just went to rock. And it's, you have to understand it for yourself. I know so many other black people out there that they kind of sort of listen to other things, but they still like hold on. They hold on to hip hop and whatnot. Like they're going to lose it. Like you ain't going nowhere. Like it's not going nowhere. It's just that, you know, for right now, for this second or this minute, this 3 minutes and 22 seconds, you may actually just like another genre for right now. If there's any, you know, saying if I have any black listeners, and I hope I do, you know what I mean? Like, I hope that when you are listening to music, picking music, that you're looking, that you just, honestly, you're just satisfying your ears, satisfying your soul. My nappy thought is just to, you know, like really think about what you're getting ready to pay for when you go to a concert and you say you're going to see somebody live, you know, like really know what you're getting ready to go into. When it comes to hip hop and R&B, be careful with those, you know, same with those artists. Put the time to realize that is my artist that I like an artist that needs features? If my artist of choice is someone that, you know, saying that needs and relies on features when it's time for their album to come out, Meek Mills is a perfect example. Don't ever ask me to go to his show. Like, I'm okay with Meek Mills, but Meek cannot put out an album by himself. He cannot literally put out an album and only have tracks by himself. He will not survive. You will turn that shit off. you will most definitely turn that shit off. Like, a lot of people have been riding away for me lately, you know, especially since he had got out of prison. A lot of people have been riding away for him and supporting him and supporting his music and really just, you know, like, because he's been doing some things. And it's just, I don't know. Like, when it comes to his music, I'm okay. But I did say this the other day talking to a friend of mine. Like, I hate it when he features on someone else's track. Because anytime I've seen Meek pop up on someone else's track, I've never had my vibe killed so fucking fast. And other people out there, you know, saying that I know that, are, you know, like, they're huge Meek Mill fans. Like, they would be like, oh, man, here you go with that bullshit. Like, this ain't bullshit, man. My dude, my man's, when he hop on the track, he sucks the life out of that track for me. For me. I'm not saying for anybody else. He hop on it. And I just like, oh my God, bro. That is not even the right energy for this song, man. Why are you so rah-rah? Like, ugh. And it's always the same. I don't know. I'm not a huge Meek fan. Like, Chance the Rapper surprised me big time when he had his year. That was amazing for hip hop that year. I showed some, like, his performances. God damn, bro. His live performances. This is what I mean when I'm saying be careful with the type of artist that you choose. Like I said yesterday, like Kendrick, if you like Kendrick, then you already know what it is. If you already are a fan of Kendrick, then you already know what it is. K-Dot is gonna kill it every time, but it's not just that he kills it. K-Dot also, like, you know, saying his shows, it's dedication. Go, you know, saying I've seen the clips from his shows. I want to go see that motherfucker live. Travis Scott, another, you know, saying another artist gets his crowd, you know, saying real live and stuff like that. But Slippery Slope, Travis Scott got a lot of friends, got a lot of entourage, man. A lot of people like hanging around. A lot of people like just being around because he one of those, man. I love Travis Scott, one of my favorite artists. You know, saying definitely one of my favorite artists because he's also a producer as well. Amazing. Definitely glad he had his year when he had his. You know what I mean? I like Travis also because, like, he's from my hometown. I'm from Houston, and Travis is too. But at the same time, Travis don't sound like the other Houston artists, and that's, you know what I'm saying, that's good for him. You know, a little worrisome because, like, you know, some artists will definitely like cage him with a lot of the new riffraff that's out there too, because, you know, like Young Thug is his friend, one of his close friends and shit like that, and that's a rocky relationship right there. Most people are like, yo man, your friend is fucked up. Cause Young Thug even had a little bit of his own year with that one album he had put out a couple years ago. You know, that he's, man, Young Thug, he's a weird character as well. I wouldn't, that's another artist though. I'm not going to his fucking concert. Nope. 20 niggas on stage. You know, I ain't got time for that. Flatbush Zombies though. Yeah. I need to go see them. I need to see Joey Badass, the whole crew. I need to see them. You know, definitely been wanting to see Wu-Tang if they popped up, something like that. I want to be able to really enjoy that shit. It needs to be a good performance. You know, that's why I'm saying you gotta just pick your artists out there. Just got to be careful when, you know, like, what, you know, which artist you choose. I feel bad bringing this up, but there was one chick that I liked that was coming up pretty nice. Her name is No Name. And she kind of sort of stopped doing her music because she had so many white fans that were going to the shows, and she said she just felt a certain way about them, you know, reciting every track word for word, because she says the N-word, and that bothered her. And that's the first time I really had heard a black artist really bring that up. You don't really hear a lot of black artists bring it up, but it's something that, you know, black artists and black people are thinking about all the time, because it's a touchy subject. You know, saying we're talking about the N-word, we're talking about hip hop itself. You know, a lot of people feel like, you know, like, hey man, it's in the music, man. I'm just singing the music. I'm not racist, and that's true. A lot of people out there that have, you know, saying that have sung the songs and say it, they are not. Respectfully, a lot of black folks, and to all my white listeners out there, respectfully, a lot of black folks are always going to feel this way when it comes out of your mouth. It don't, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you're not. It's always going to be an uncomfortable feeling. It's always going to be a feeling like, damn, does that even feel right? Like, should I be upset right now that they just said, you know what I'm saying? And the person is literally just singing the fucking song. And it's on us. Think about, like, you know, I think about when my parents, you know, were raising me, you know, saying my mom used to always make sure I didn't say it and stuff like that. And I get it. I get it. You know, she didn't want that to be a part of my vocabulary. Too late. But I definitely understand why. You know, like when I'm around a lot of white people, if I'm around my friends and stuff like that, I try my best not to say it because I don't want them feeling comfortable saying it. And there's several that already do, you know, saying there's a lot of people out there that highly feel comfortable saying it. So it's a touchy subject, man. Dear white people, hit that one on the head big time. If you've never seen the show, it's on Netflix. Netflix did a film first called Dear White People. And then I guess the creators went ahead and said, you know what? That actually did well. Let's go ahead and activate the series. And then I gotta catch up because I've only really watched like the first season, but it's a really good show. Really good show. And they hit that big time. That's a character on the show called his name is Reggie. And he had some white friends that he had, and one buddy of his, you know, they're all dancing, they're on the dance floor, got the girl out there with them, having a good time. Song came on. Every white person in the room said the N-word. Reggie specifically, talking just to his friend, told him, hey, man, don't say that, bro. And he wasn't being rude. When he asked him not to say it, he wasn't being rude and he wasn't being mean. And I'm not going to really give away the whole, you know, saying the whole episode or anything like that. I'm just saying that just was, that's the modern day right there. That's today. There's so many of us that's got a friend or two. Hey, man, yo, chill. Oh, no, I'm not, you know, saying I've heard it a billion times. It's the crazy thing is that, like, I'm different. I know. The people, certain people that I'm around, I know they're not racist. I know that already. I don't feel comfortable when I hear it. I even get a little squeamish when I hear it. I'm like, damn, man, like, fuck, that's weird coming out your mouth just so naturally. It's weird. Like, you just, I don't know. It's going to be tough for this generation because we got the music, it's the word itself is, it's in a lot of the music, man. I get upset at artists all the time when I hear them overuse the N-word. And you would think to yourself, how the hell does a person overuse the N-word? How? Go listen to Niggas in Paris. If I ever meet Rick Ross and Jay-Z, I got fucking words for these two niggas, man. Like, bro, why? How many fucking times did you have to say the N-word so fucking much, man, on that track? Like the song barely had even gotten started, and the motherfucker was just nigga. I'm like, bro, that's that the only lyric you could come up with? Like, I know people ride the wave on the beat and do some goofy shit, because let's face it, in hip hop, we've seen some shit lately. You know, somebody really, you know, saying just, you know, they ride the beat. Don't even talk about nothing. Just, you know, but nigga, like he said it like a billion times in that track. And there's several other songs out there that you can go look up. And you're like, bro, I could have sworn you said nigga like 80 times in a 3-minute song. How the fuck does one do that? It just bugs me, man. It just bugs me. It's one thing I don't like to see in our music so much. You know, we could talk about negative things all day. This is the PVO show, and I don't want to bring nobody's spirits down, because I don't want none of my listeners out there, if you guys, you know, hip-hop lovers, to just feel like, damn, bro, like, what is he talking about? But it ain't nothing that's not new to anybody right now. A lot of us that are hip-hop listeners, especially if you really appreciate the stuff from back in the day, like, you grew up on that shit back in the day, yeah, then a lot of the hip-hop that you hear now, a lot of that is going to be something that you don't really fuck with. Again, you know, going back to earlier today, you know, I'm listening to a track and, you know, I hear some shit about, you know, like just dropping out of high school. I had to turn the song off because I'm like, yo, you not saying like I had to do this because this shit came up. No, you said it. Because y'all niggas really be out here thinking that this shit is cool that you dropped out of school because you signed a deal. Okay. I hope you gonna be like going somewhere within the next couple of years or something like that to where we don't have to worry about you dropping out of school because, you know, like it all worked itself out. You know what I'm saying? Or you was just too smart for it. But that's not the case. The case is you dropped out of school, got lucky as fuck. Got a record deal, and thank God it worked for you. That's the one thing a lot of people like miss out on. Yesterday I said it very briefly. I know that I now understand that I'll never be rich. I'm never going to be this like rich and famous person. This fame shit, being famous is not even something that I even remotely strive for, because there's a difference between famous and, you know, saying rich and wealthy. I would highly recommend all of us to be wealthy. That's something that I definitely want to strive for, is being wealthy. You know, if I can get there, if I can make my business and, you know, create that path for my future, then, you know, saying like, let's put that out into the universe now. Let's, you know, Nerd Ragers, we're gonna ride this wave and we're gonna make this shit happen, and, you know, saying make Nerd Rage really Nerd Rage Entertainment really something. That I'll put out into the universe definitely, and, you know, like, hope that happens. But, you know, I know I'm not the only one that thinks this when it comes to the music. We could do so much better. Cause there's nothing wrong with a little bit of nonsense. Like, I love the Migos. That's, you know, saying like, every once in a while you need some nonsense. But even with the Migos too, there's a lot of times with the Migos I've had to turn that shit off too, man. Sometimes a little bah, 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 gets a little bit too much. Y'all niggas is talking about shooting up people way too much. And it's not just just pinpointed at one group or just pinpointed at one artist. And it's not saying that every other like rock artist out there is just like listen to their shit, because they're talking about, you know, saying the real. I'm not talking like that. It's not even about that. But there's some differences, man. There's so many. There's so many. I've seen myself like looking at like what I've been listening to lately, and I'm really like looking at it, and I'm like, damn, man, like I've been listening to pretty much everything I can listen to that ain't hip hop, because like I know what I'm gonna like go to. I'm gonna go to my go tos, and right now, I've already listened to that enough already. You know, is only like, and for me. I love listening to albums. I like listening to the entire album and play it from start to finish. When I play an album, I have no intention on skipping a track. That's a big deal for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any intention on skipping a track. When I'm listening to random shit because I'm at work and I just want to like play through, I got my playlist and stuff like that. But if I'm listening, usually when I'm listening to music, I'm working, and while I'm working, I'm listening to an artist's entire track, like the entire project. I want to hear the whole project from start to finish. And I don't do this with everybody. Like Big Sean is one of my favorite artists that I love listening to his albums. The last album, that one was rough for me. Sound wise, a lot of things kind of had changed, but a lot of other people out there that I had talked to, I asked them what they felt about his project, and they enjoyed it. They loved it. It was one of their favorites. My favorite was the album before. Yeah. The album before, I thought was like that shit really went hard. But like a lot of Big Sean albums, they're very personal. So it's a big deal for me when I'm listening to his tracks. I'm listening to his album, you know, you really get a sense of like, all right, this is really who Big Sean is. Family Guy, you know, saying really got great influences around him, you know, saying really just gets in heavy and deep, and you know, saying really like it's an intimate thing because it's an album. And the album is personal. You know what I mean? Like you really get a dive into that person's life. And that's just the way I look at, you know, saying like certain things when it comes to music. That's why being a Drake fan is really not a bad thing when this guy really is, he's always talking about basically like himself, his, you know, saying his life, shit he's going through. Can't really tell you about, you know, saying what you're going through, but he can tell you like, you know, the shit that he's been through and stuff like that. So that's why I always like listening to a lot of his music. And so many others out there. J. Cole, of course, you know, saying I have to listen to the entire project. And I appreciate those projects. I mean, we talking about good quality, you know, saying like albums that you got there. You know, saying, of course, K Dot, you know, you're saying you know what you're gonna get, but hey, here's a name drop, Absol. A lot of people don't really listen. A lot of people I run into, they don't really listen to Absol. Abstract is not for everybody. It's high thinking type of music. That's some different type shit. And if you're not on that mental level, then that music ain't really gonna fuck with you. That's why a lot of music I can't fuck with. Sometimes I'll play bullshit to play bullshit. But if it's me personally listening to music because I'm specifically going out of my way to listen to something, then yeah, there's a lot of the new artists, I ain't playing none of that shit, man. Like I can't. Like the moment they open their mouth, they already ruined the beat for me. Cause they not talking about nothing. Like nothing. Like it kills you. Like you really gotta just smoke a blunt and just ignore the lyrics and just ride the beat in your head. Like, it's kind of sad to look at it that way. And if you have to do that with music, you're not enjoying music. You're not. There's no way on God's green earth you're enjoying this shit. So let's elaborate on something before I run out of time again. Elaborate on yesterday. Yesterday, I was talking about how some artists out there, there's some things that they put in music where I have to question a judgment. Who are you making this music for? I'm really confused on artists that, you know, they're like, man, I ain't fucking with this broke nigga, blah, blah, blah. He's broke this. And I was basically saying, like, honestly, if you really look at it, man, almost every single one of your fans, every single one of those, that artist's fans, a large amount of them are broke, ain't got no damn money, broke as hell. And it's exactly one of those people in these songs. A lot of the music you hear, niggas is always talking about trying to take somebody else's girl. Like, it's hard to get, when you grown, it's hard to pass certain shit, especially when you got a lot of common sense and you don't lack common sense. Like, you have a lot of common sense, you know what I'm saying? You just have a different understanding of things, and you're listening to some bullshit and you're like, bro, I can't get jiggy with this shit. I can't fuck with this. Like, nigga, I cannot fuck with this. This nigga is retarded. Like, I'm sorry if there's any Blueface fans. That's exactly how I view that nigga. It's not an intelligent motherfucker right there. That's not, and there's no bit of intelligence there. It's just sad. Kodak Black, disappointment. Look like a damn Simpsons character. It's a shame. And, you know, would have thought things would have broken out really good for him. And then, like, he went on a spiral, got back, you know, saying, got locked up, still was doing all kinds of dumb shit. Like, man, gone, gone, gone. Too much negativity. That's why I switch it up. And then, you know, I got to go back. A lot of times I always see myself always going back to the old stuff, because it's literally the best place to be. And you know what is, if you go back and you listen to a lot of old shit, you know, a lot of violence was still there. Because look, the 90s, the record label said, look, you know, like, we got to up the ante. We got to up the ante. You know, things change. Especially when parental advisory started getting added to those records, you know, saying those records. Once they were able to add that and really get away with, you know, saying with lyrics and stuff like that, gangsta rap really took the fuck off. A lot of gangsta rap came out, and it's something that really has kind of like collided with hip hop culture so goddamn much. There's a lot of artists that don't do any of the music that they say that they do. You know, they say that they, you know, saying that they kill. They say that they do this. They don't do none of that. They just be chilling. But the music fucking sells because there's some weirdo out there that's like, yo, this is real. I gotta listen to this shit hard. And when you got people out there that are willing to buy bullshit at a high amount and then actually spend the money to go see it live. Yeah, society's fucked. I mean, look at 6ix9ine. Perfect example. You can't get no better example than that. This man never really put out a good track to me. You know, what was the only influence or reason that I ever said he had any decent track is because like 1,000 other people I knew all liked this shit for whatever reason. They're like, yo, man, for some reason he go hard. Please just stop. Just stop. So I challenge a lot of you guys out there, really, it doesn't matter what style of music you listen to. If you find yourself being one of those people, though, that locks yourself in a box and you only stick to one genre, you don't really, you know, poke out and go see if there's anything else out there, I just challenge you to go do that. Saying my goodbyes here. Just like always here, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. If you've been with us since the first episode, I love you guys. And honestly, I just want you guys to have a great day. Until next time.